Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr on this Monday morning, where over the weekend, the United States has struck a trade deal framework with Europe, imposing a 15% U.S. import tariff on most EU goods and averting a spiraling row between two allies who account for about a third of global trade. The announcement came after European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen traveled for talks with U.S. President Donald Trump at his golf course in western Scotland to push a hard-fought deal over the line. Trump told reporters after an hour-long meeting with von der Leyen, said, "I think this is the biggest deal ever made." He says the 15% tariff applies across the board. The deal mirrors parts of the framework agreement with the U.S. and Japan last week. Trump says we're agreeing that the tariff for automobiles and everything else will be a straight across the board 15%. However, the 15% baseline rate would not apply to steel and aluminum, for which a 50% tariff would remain in place. Critics are decrying the reorganization plan for USDA announced last week by Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins. In a written statement, Amy Klobuchar, the Democrat ranking member of the Senate Ag Committee, condemned the plan as a half-baked proposal and called for USDA officials to appear before Congress. "We must have an immediate hearing before more damage is done." Rebecca Wolf, senior policy analyst at Food and Water Watch, says the real-world consequences will be severe, directly affecting people's lives. There are some reports surfacing from farmers and agronomists of corn pollination issues resulting from the overly tight tassel wrap phenomena. Condition not widespread, but there are some pictures and commentary on social media and other websites. Reigning world corn yield record holder David Hula says he is seeing the issue in some Virginia fields and also hearing reports along the eastern seaboard. Farm Journal field agronomist Ken Ferry says he is seeing the issue occur in parts of Illinois as corn reaches about V6 or V7 up through tassel as the crop progresses through rapid growth, saying the tassel can get wrapped really tight, and usually it's triggered by some type of stress. Last week during the USA Pulses Summit in Spokane, Washington, the group set a lofty goal to double production and demand by the year 2030. These crops are mainly grown in the Northern Plains as well as the Pacific Northwest, but Tim McGreevy, farmer and CEO of USA Pulses, says the crops can be grown anywhere in the country. And with prices for crops like corn, soybeans, and wheat so low today, pulse crops could be a good option for farmers searching to try something new. This is Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr, taking a break. We'll be right back with a check of the morning markets.